That I don't know if you've seen it in the paper last year, but they did a a big write up on it that it killed the wasp that eat the armyworm. The like in Australia, a guy carried these rabbits over there, and they overpopulated because there wasn't no natural predator. And then they carried a fox or some kind of dog, wild dog, something over there to kill the rabbits. You think we should leave environment alone, not introduce new species to areas?
Yes, I do. I guess I do, because I look at out here in this part of the country, and you see kudzus just taking over. I know it was brought, I think, from China here to the United States to help control erosion. But now it's everywhere, and you can't do anything with it. And I've read in other places where certain animals was flourishing and having, things would seem like everything was falling into place the way it should, and they introduced some new animal, and it caused total chaos. I'm not one to worship nature, but I think we need to leave the way God placed the animals in certain areas. Australia is a unique place, because you find animals in Australia that's in no other part of the world. And I think it's worked fine for over all these generations and centuries. And why now does man come in and he's got it disrupted? And I think we need to leave things alone. We've seem like everything man puts their hands in, it messes up.
Have you attended any other sermons under ministers or any church services that preached on the environment or anything to do with that?
I have heard some messages concerning the environment and from in different places, but I didn't go there just specifically to hear that type of message, but that's just the way it turned out when I got there. I did hear that, and it was interesting and good, but I don't know.
Do you remember what was part of the messages that they preached?
There was some mention about I was thinking he touched on how that when Adam and Eve was placed in the Garden of Eden, and all the manners of animals was there, and the environment was set up perfect, and he didn't put man there to disrupt it, but he was there to dress it. I was recalling what he told Adam. He said that he was placed in the garden, and he was there to tend it and to dress it, and all manner of fruit and everything that he needed was there for him. He wouldn't have to work for it. And it was all in order. And seemed like as man has progressed, we call ourselves progressing over the centuries and over the year, we think we're getting better. But in reality, we're messing things up from the way God would have it in be intended. And that's what the fellow was preaching about. And it was a real good thought. And it brings to light where we stand today. We've lasted several thousand years, and the Lord's still blessing us. We still have air to breathe and still have water to drink and food to eat. So we must not have messed it up so bad that we can't survive. But there's a greater awareness now of the environment. But no matter what we do, when the time comes for it to be destroyed, it's going to be destroyed anyway. So I'm not saying it's futile to be environmentally aware, but I am saying it's futile to think that we're going to prolong life longer than what God would have us to.
Has our church, or you been involved in any church that's done recycling? Like maybe went out and picked up trash or cans on the side of the road or something?
I haven't saw our church doing it, but I did see the local high school up here doing it a few weeks ago. From what I've been able to see on TV, our landfills are filling up and all that sort of thing. Certain plastics and metals and stuff, it takes so long for them to decay that recycling probably is going to reduce the landfill problems. But only recycling I do, I save aluminum cans for a fellow and he comes and picks them up. I guess that's a form of recycling. But our church personally has not done it. And I can't recall knowing of another church that did unless they was some kind of fundraiser for aluminum cans or something.
Would you be against our church recycling stuff or like going out and picking up cans on the side of the road for something?
No, I wouldn't be against that. Not so much as to recycle, but just to clean up the trash off the side of the roads and stuff, because that's an ugly sight. Maybe the state of Alabama needs something similar to what Michigan has, where they have to pay a 10-cent deposit on all aluminum cans. That would encourage people to bring them back and reuse them rather than throw them out. And it seemed like this particular area where it's secluded, this seemed like a good dump site for a lot of folks driving by in cars because the roads is just cluttered.
As long as I can remember, in our church in past time, has always been trash dumped on the side of the road here, especially when our former pastor didn't stay down here in the middle of the week and there was nobody around. It was real bad. What do you think about these environmental protection groups and their radicalism, like Greenpeace, getting out in them little rubber rafts, running them whalers down?
Sounds to me like they're inviting somebody to kill them. I mean, you get messing with the wrong folks, them with guns and you in a little raft, they're asking for trouble. Personally, a lot of folks have stepped over the boundary. I mean, there's only so much a person can do anyway. And when you go to extremes like that, you're asking for trouble. I personally wouldn't want to get out in a little rubber raft and go after a big ship, a big whaling ship, because you don't know who's on board the ship, and you might not come back. But, it seems to me like people today have got their priorities all confused anyway. You can go to prison for robbing an eagle of his eggs, but then a mother that's got something just as alive inside her womb can go to an abortion clinic and have it removed and there's no problem. And I think we've put too much emphasis on saving the wrong thing rather than saving what's really precious in the eyes of God.
I was going to ask you, could you possibly show us some verses out of the Baptist Belief Bible to show the destruction of the earth or anything correlating to the environment? It'd be reading out of the King James Version Bible.
Well, 2 Peter chapter 3, start reading with verse 10. The Bible said, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things should be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat." As we see those verses of scripture there, the things of God saying that no matter how diligent we've been up until that particular time, it's gonna be done away with anyway. That's not saying that just because we know these verses of scripture says this that we can just do anything, because we have children and are expecting maybe to have grandchildren and all that sort of thing, and we don't want to just use up everything now and them have to suffer. But according to this, and we don't know the day or the time when this will take place, but we do know, according to the scripture, according to the Christian faith, not only Baptist, but I would imagine that practically every Christian faith around here would believe these verses of scripture to say, and believe what they say, that this old earth here is going to burn up. And it's not because of we've abused it, or not because we didn't protect it, not because we polluted it, but because the will of God and God's plan is that it's going to be dissolved and going to be done away with. And we find in Revelation, in chapter 21, Bible said in verse 1, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." So even the prophet, the prophecy in the book of Revelation teaches us that in the end time, which I feel like, and most everybody in the religious realm today agree, that it can't be very long, and it's coming very soon. And it's not because, as I said, that we misused what we had. It's just that sin is taking its toll on America and on the world as a whole. And God's time clock can't be changed no matter what we do, whether we recycle or whether we don't. That has nothing to do with it.
The earth is going to be, according to the Bible, destroyed by fervent heat. And I've heard theories of how it might happen, that he might allow man to destroy himself by a nuclear war, because a nuclear warhead, would just destroy everything by heat. Does anywhere in Revelation, even hint about this?
Possibly. There is some scripture in the prophetic books, not only Revelation, but the book of Daniel and even Ezekiel. You'll find different references to where the old prophets saw things that they couldn't describe. And it does mention in one particular place to where even humanity, when they fall by this fervent heat, that the flesh will even depart from their bones before they have a chance to hit the ground. And every indication is that could very well be nuclear warfare. There's even some things in the area now that they've developed that destroys living creatures but doesn't destroy vegetation. And that is another means of destruction that we can find prophesied in the Old Testament and the Revelation prophecy. But nonetheless, it's going to happen whether we believe it or not. I can't say that it's going to be nuclear, nor can I deny that it's going to be nuclear. But according to this scripture, it's a fervent heat, whether it be fire sent directly from God or whether it is man-made. Only time will tell. But no matter how precious the ecosystem is to our survival now, none of that's not going to matter when all this comes about.